I've got a lot to say.
He's been good.
Put them together. He's been good. His my bottom line.
God bless you, family and friend. God bless each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, you can't tell it, my God, like I can tell it. Nobody can tell it like you can tell it how good God is to you. Amen. A matter of fact, just been blessing the Lord so much, and the Lord been blessing my life. But it's so people are not going to understand that, amen. My God, how good God been to you. Amen. You the only one could tell that story, my God Almighty. You the only one, amen, to share it, my God, the way you. But don't expect for everyone to understand God been good to you. I'm telling you right now, it's not for everyone to understand. It's for you to keep on walking. It's for you to keep that hand grip. I tell anybody, everybody, if it ain't broken, don't try to fix it. Amen. Don't try to fix something that is not broken. If you're in a place, stay there. If God keeps doing great things, stay there. If he got to change some things, let him. Amen. Because at the end of the day, you can't tell it like I can tell it how good God been to me. Ah, bless you all, my God, all over the world, our partners and listeners. It's always a blessing, amen, for you, my God, to join in with us. And we just thank God for each and every one of you internationally, all over, amen. Nigeria, God bless you, Nigeria, amen. I think Nigeria just, my God almighty, love the ministry so much. They be showing up in great numbers. So God bless you all in Nigeria. And also our brothers and friends, South Africa, we thank God for you all. Australia, always a blessing. It's always a blessing for you all, families and friends, to really be tuned in. Amen. I just love people that really tune in with a ministry like this. Amen. Because you're really trying to get things right in your life. Amen. And in order to get things right in your life, we have to deal with, God deals with relevant things that is happening today pertaining to your life. Amen. I truly believe that when you begin to embrace the different things that is going on around you, and to make the adjustments, you begin to see the manifestation that is going to manifest in your life never before. Amen. One of our great members, amen, posted something, my God, today. I just seen it, amen. And it was just an old clip from a couple of years back that I was ministering to the value, amen. Was ministering to the value. And I was just an illustration pertaining to money, our dollar, $5, or whatever. I was just the one that it doesn't matter how much you put it doesn't matter what you call, amen, certain types of finances, love gift, or certain type of finance, $1 going to be always the value of $1. $5 is going to be a value of what? $5. It doesn't matter what name you give it. It doesn't matter what title you want to give it. Amen. But the value of it is still going to be that value of what it's made to produce. I want to just tell somebody, my God, this morning, amen. It doesn't matter, my God Almighty, what somebody say about you. It doesn't matter what it looks like, amen. When you become valuable, amen, it doesn't matter what it looks like, amen. My God, you are made to produce. Your value of you never changed. It doesn't matter if somebody want to ball you up and throw you away. That dollar still be a dollar. It doesn't matter if somebody want to rip you up. Amen. That $5, my God, still will be what? $5. I want to let someone know, amen, doesn't matter the thousands that you may go through, hardship that you might walk through. Amen. It still doesn't change the value of who you are. Amen. And once a dollar, $5 came on the scene and produced, it doesn't matter who tried to lower that value of that bill. That bill still going to be recognized as that same value, $1. Amen. You could call a dollar 50 cents or 25 cents, but it's still going to be recognized as if $1. Come on, somebody, amen. Let somebody or whatever may take it away. The value of who you are doesn't change because somebody don't lie on you. The value of who you are doesn't change because you don't walk through some hard times, or went through some hard stuff, or make some wrong decisions. The value of who you are doesn't change. Come on, somebody. We just thank God once again, and we just bless him. Amen. I just want to bless the Lord on my soul. Amen. Let's go ahead and get into our broadcast. We're going to bring up our wonderful, amen, mother. Helen, go ahead and give us that old southern welcome. Y'all know I can do it. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, Apostle. Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice. On behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, Lady Elect, our leading lady, Queen Lakeisha Spencer, the whole entire ADM family, we welcome you, our international listeners, local listeners, wherever you are so welcome. And again, I say, fasten your seatbelt, sit back, relax, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. Again, I say, you are so very, very welcome. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, Father. I just thank God for I think I'm the main one before than anybody, amen. I'm definitely, we just thank God for you once again. I'm telling you, son, thank God, my God Almighty, like in the background, praise is what I do. I truly believe that long as you keep a praise in your heart, things will pass. Amen. I'm a firm believer, amen, that when you do things legit, walking with God, no matter how tough it may be, amen, you just keep a legit walk. I'm telling you right now, God is a keeper. He will see you through. I don't know no other way. I can't tell you no other way. Amen. That's the only way that I know. And I'm telling you right now, your time of change is when right now. Just go ahead and make up your mind. Go ahead and walk through it, and God will see you through. Amen. Mother Jackson, I need you to press one on your phone. We're going to get Mother Jackson going to give us a warm, nice prayer. And soon she pressed one on her phone, and I recognize her. But I'm telling you, saints of God, God is good, and in his mercy endures forever. Are you keeping on? Walking on. Amen. God is good, and his mercy, come on somebody, endure it forever. I just bless his holy name. Mother Jackson, just press one. All you need to do it is one time. You don't have to do it two or three. Amen. God is good. And thanks to God, I'm telling you that you're going to keep on walking. And I want you to walk into the blessings of the Lord. And sometimes walking into that place and walking in that blessings of the Lord, God got to deal with you about you and everything dealing with you. I don't know no other way. Amen. I don't see all kinds of sides of the fence. I don't see different ways, do different things. Don't let somebody's outward appearance and outward look fool you. Amen. And if so many people get fooled about the outward things that are going on or the outward mechanics going on with things that they see. And so that's the way to do it. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, the one is only one way do things and walk in the true blessings of the Lord. But it's many ways to fake something, amen? But walking in the true blessings of the Lord is the best way. We just thank God. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Go ahead and lead us in prayer. Mother, if your phone on mute, please take your phone off mute for me. We just bless God once again. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. First, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, and to Apostle Temple, and to First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, and to each and every one of you. First, God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you, God, to your throne, I'm going to we know how this morning, God. We're just thanking you for another blessed day, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I lift everyone up, God. Oh, God, let us say, hey, hallelujah, God. Let us begin to praise you like never before, God. Let us lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. You're worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus, God. We thank thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you for your deliverance power of mercy, God. We thank you for your breakthroughs, hey, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We just thank you, Lord, that we're so blessed, hey, mercy, God, to just be in your presence in the name of Jesus. God, we lift you up higher, higher than the mercy, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift every memory of God. We lift every title of mercy up to you, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Be a mind regulator for us, God. Oh, God, our eyes fix. Lord, mercy, open our eyes that we may see the eye of the mercy, God, this morning in the name of Jesus, God. We just bless you, God. I can't help but to bless the eye of the mercy. We lift up every title of the mercy that it is, God. We lift them up to you, God, this morning, God. Oh, God, continue to strengthen us, God. Constrict the mercy. All of our footsteps in the name of Jesus, God. We need you to utter the mercy ourselves, God. Continue to echo the mercy our ears, God. Let us hear what we need to hear in you, God. Everything else about the mercy, proud about in the name of Jesus. We just thank you this morning, God. We thank you for our elders, God. We pray, God, to continue to shield and protect them in the mind and name of Jesus. So the mercy, God, we thank you. Thank you for your power, Lord. Without it, I know the bullshit. Without it, God, we couldn't make it. We could not make it, God, but we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord. These things we ask you in the name of the Father and the precious Holy Ghost, God. Let your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. This songwriter, my God, is just blessing my soul this morning. Choose me, amen. How many of you truly believe that? I truly say that. My God, and really meaning for that, because one thing about it, when you put that statement out there about changing you, you begin to find out there's some things about you that you have not realized that it's about you, amen, and it begins to come up to the surface. Do you really want to change, amen, for your life to keep on enhancing and begin to progress and begin to incline not only into the things of the Lord, but also into things in your personal, physical life, amen? I'm telling you, it ain't nothing like him, the manifestation, my God Almighty, of God. It's nothing like seeing the things that God begin to say come to pass, amen? It's one thing begin to speak it. It's one thing begin to say it. It's another thing begin to hope and believe it, but it's a whole nother ball game when you start walking into the manifestation. When you actually start seeing things manifest, I don't know about you, but I have, my God, I've been saying it for years, amen, that's where I want to stay in, amen, I'm already living in it, I just want to stay right there into the manifestation of God. I want to challenge you, my God, all over the world, for you could get in there if you're not there, and I want you to begin to stay in there, amen? We see the manifestation of God every day. First thing I remember when the Lord spoke to us last year about telling people to go and different ones, it's your business opportunity, position yourself, do this, do that, do that. Let me tell you something, amen? When you begin to walk with God and hear from God, the number one person that God builds up. See, many people hear pastor begin to speak things and thus says God and all that. That's 10%. That's 10% of my ministry. That's 10% of my walk. And that's only when I am operating into the assignment of God. Amen. Not every day is an assignment of God. Amen. But the other 90% is the everyday assignment of God is pertaining to what? My life. Amen. It's my life. It's the walk that God has for who? For myself. Amen. That's the thing. That's the area. About 90% of the time, God begin to speak, give the instructions, begin to give direction, and begin to give dialogue. Amen. That's the direction. Amen. In the walk with God. And I'm telling you, to see the manifestation, to see the blessing in a short time period at that, amen, in things that God is doing. I'm telling you, amen, when someone gives you advice, make sure they have the resume to back it up. That surely, that this advice that you given, that I can, you have the resume or the credentials, amen, that I can begin to walk into the things of the Lord. Don't take take everything, amen, as if that's the Lord releasing into your life, amen. And that's something that the church folk, we got to understand, amen. Not everything is a good thing or is ordained release for you, amen. You got to understand what is ordained release and what is not, for you can keep a selling in your life. But I want to challenge you to live into the manifestation of the Lord, the manifestation. Now, it's not all about your petition or what you want, amen, or what you want to see to happen. The manifestation can happen in multiple different ways, but living there, you'll always see results and you'll always see things to take place in your life. I challenge you, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. It's a beautiful thing. God bless you all once again. My God, we just give God the glory and the honor, and we just want to lift him up, amen, and we just want to thank him. And I'm telling you, saints of God, my God, we love you with a godly love for the ADM ministry, amen. You just keep on keeping on and keep on pushing on, amen, and don't let nothing separate you from the love of God, separate you from doing things that is right in order, amen, and you have instruction and discipline in your life. That's the only way that you're going to see the hand of God and the blessings of God manifest. I'm telling you, I don't see all them other ways, but there's only one way that you begin to walk in a covering, and things in your life and everything about you stay covered into the will of God. Amen? Amen. Let's go ahead and get into our announcement with our very own First Lady.
Good morning, ADM. Hope all is well with you all. I'm feeling really good this morning. Thankful. Wanted to thank every last one of you all for the outpouring of birthday gifts, calls, texts, flowers, just everything. I'm still celebrating. So thankful to have turned another year. This has been a challenging year. But I'm so thankful and so thankful to the Lord that I'm here. Everybody knows I've had some medical challenges. I didn't get into it and probably will never get into it because I don't want anybody to worry. Those of you who could constantly and consistently pray for us, you all know, just continue to pray because your prayers are working. So that's how we want to leave it. So, again, thank you for the special birthday wishes. And, again, I'm still celebrating Chapter 45. I'm still thankful, so excited. So, again, thank all for sowing into my life. It means so very much to me. Also, I wanted to let you all know our very own Sister Yana, part of the youth ministry. She's going into her third year of college, and she'll be getting ready to go very soon. And I want us to continue to sow into her. We will be sowing into her third year going into college as a ministry. But if you all want to do so, I'll be sending her Cash App in the next couple of days. And for those of you who do not have Cash App and have a desire to send her off with a love token or just some type of gift for her journey this semester, you can mail them to the office. We will see to it that she gets everything that you all send to her. So, again, be looking out for that message in the next day or two. And also wanted to continue to keep our bereaved families in our prayers. In our hearts, the LeBron family and the Price family, we just want to continue to keep them lifted all the way up, especially the LeBron family as they continue to work through a lot. But I believe that there's definitely strength in prayer. You always want to keep that as your weapon of faith, and don't grow weary because it will pay off. So she and her family in prayer, and also the Christ family. Also, we have a couple of birthdays this week. Happy birthday. Yay, I love birthdays. You all know it. That's me. Our very own youth ministry, we have two birthdays. Sister Madison, she'll be celebrating her birthday on July 13th. Happy birthday to you, sweetheart. Hope you have a fabulous day on Tuesday. And our youth ministry, Gabriel Johnson, he'll be celebrating his birthday on this Friday. Happy birthday in advance. And you all should see him. I get to see him a couple of days out the week. He is tall and handsome, and he is doing a great job, just really taking it all in, trying to become a man of God, a young man of God, and he's doing a phenomenal job. So way to go, Gabriel. And then also, our very own Mother Bernice, you'll be celebrating your birthday on Friday as well. Happy birthday in advance, but we will be in touch. We'll get some love gifts from the ministry, and I did receive your card, and thank you, thank you, thank you. And then Sister Charlotte Weaver, yay, her birthday is coming up on that Saturday, the 17th. Happy birthday in advance, Sister Charlotte. Love you and miss you so much. Continue to stay encouraged. We know that you are behind the scenes doing so much for everybody, but we want to take that day out for you to celebrate you, and it will be all about you. So again, ABM members, you continue to stay encouraged. Remember, keep a lifestyle, maintain a lifestyle of attitude of gratitude. I guarantee you, just counting your blessings will allow you to have a sense of peace like no other. When that depression starts to come over you or whatever, that anxiety, just get up and look in the mirror and just be thankful. Just be thankful for the little things. And I guarantee you those feelings of whatever will dissipate and you will get up and feeling really good, because that is how the Lord has designed us to be. We want to continue to keep a praise in our heart. So ADM members, have a wonderful, glorious day. It's going to be raining, but that doesn't stop anything. You could still have a great day. So we love you, and I'm going to turn it back over to our wonderful apostle. And we want to, before I turn it over to him, we want to make sure that we continue to keep in contact. We've had a couple of graduates this year from high school, which is a big deal. Please, you all know my number. We constantly are on the 80s chat, but please send me a text to let me know if you are going to college, if you are going into any type of post-secondary experience. We want to make sure that we support you in the way that ADM knows how to do. So please let me know. I do not want to leave anybody out, and I know that because we are fellowship and distantly, we don't want to use that as an excuse not to celebrate your successes and your advancements. So please, if they're not on, and if you know of an ADM youth who are connected to us that are moving forward, moving on, please let me know so that way I can get in contact with you. And I know back to school is vastly approaching. We have a couple of weeks left, and a lot of our kids are going back into the classroom. We know that the teachers and the administrators are putting things in place to make sure that we, our kids are still safe. We're still in a pandemic. I know we are starting to open back up and experience some normalcy, but we are still dealing with some cases, and we are still dealing with the pandemic, and we want to make sure that those of you who are going back, that you have the proper resources that you need. So we'll be talking about that in the next couple of weeks, making sure that you all have what you need, and we get the list together, and we start getting you all prepared, because we are definitely a family who makes sure that no one is left behind, and that none of our kids are lacking, and that we have pride and dignity, because we represent who the Lord. So we want to make sure that we look like we're representing him, and that we're not looking like we're down and downtrodden. But again, we'll be in contact with you all, and we'll continue to send messages and make announcements, because we want to make sure that we keep everything in order and we do not miss anything. But as always, stay encouraged. I love you, and I'm finally going to turn it over to the apostle. Take care. God bless.
God bless you all, families and friends. Amen. It's like I say once again, I said all over again. It's always a blessing, amen, to commune with each and every one of you. And I'm telling you right now, amen, no matter how tough things get, you just stay on that steadfast road, amen. That's the road I'm telling you right now. Trust me, Pastor, I've been on seven different roads in my walk with the Christ and with my walk with the Lord. There's only one road that I know that is successful, and that's that walk, amen, that you got to stay steadfast, deal with you, and let God, amen, completely through a new thing within inside of you. It doesn't matter what any other road that you may walk with that looks like it's parallel or whatever, amen, it's going to end up coming into a dead end. Trust me, amen, don't see it a thousand times, but you just keep pushing no matter what. And we just want to bless the Lord, and we're just going to continue to bless the Lord, amen. Once again, I want to just tell somebody, amen, I don't know who it is, amen, but it keep resonating in my spirit, amen. It doesn't matter, amen, that what it looks like, the value of who you are doesn't change, amen. The value that God done produced in you, through you, and out of you, it doesn't change. It doesn't change because you made a bad decision. It doesn't change because things coming up against you. It doesn't change because lies and different things might try to overtake you. The value of who you are, you just need to understand your value. You just need to understand that it doesn't matter. It's still the same value, my God, or what God don't produce in me. Amen. Let's go ahead and get right into it and bring our speaker of the hour, our very own evangelist leader. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Temple, First Lady, and everybody that's under the sound of my voice. I just thank God on this morning that we're here. A song keeps coming up in my spirit, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. And I'm just so grateful that he lives, and I'm grateful that you and I and everybody that's on this line can face tomorrow. I want to say this. I got a little bit of butterflies in my stomach this morning before I come to you all. But my topic that I was on one topic, and I got a phone call from my son, Edward, in the wee hours, right before the break of dawn. And he felt like he could not see. He felt like his eyes, he got sinuses real bad. He felt that he was going blind, and he was crying out to me. And what came to my spirit was I just felt how God feels when we cry out to him, when we cry out to him. So today I want to talk about intercession. Everything that I thought about last night and I wrote down, I'm going to leave that to the side, because when he called out, it was just a feeling that, I gave him two things to do. I said, just like you're calling me, I need you to pray out to the Lord and just know that I got your back, because I realize that you're not where you're supposed to be. And the other thing is that go to the doctor and get you some relief, because if it's so bad to the point that your vision is being affected, then you need to, you need to do something in the natural too. And we have to feed our spirit in the natural and on the spiritual level. So my topic today is staying up on the wall and talking about intercession. And I looked up the word intercession, and it says the action of saying a prayer on behalf of another person. The act of interceding, praying, petition, or entreaty in favor of another. And as I listened to Apostle Temple speak this morning, he says, praise is what he do. And I just want to add, praise is what I do as well, but I understand that prayer is too. And before I go any further, I want to put this out. I'm thankful that I had some people in my corner that prayed for me. I'm grateful that God put people in my life in the time that I wasn't in a place that he was hearing what I had to say, because I was in my mess, or I was in a place of not being where I was supposed to be, but might have been faking it. And God had to show me that you're either going to come to me pure and the way you're supposed to be, or it's going to be all of nothing. And that's what I love about scripture, James 5:16. I'm not going to talk about the whole scripture. I'm just going to paraphrase it. And the last sentence of James 5:16 states, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So when I read that, I said, okay, God, where are we going with this? And so what I did was I prayed about it for a minute, because my spirit was really grieved about my son. But the best thing was I knew to go to my knees. I know there's some times that I may stand up, but I knew to go change my posture. Hallelujah. I knew to go and change my posture to go before the Lord, because we know ourselves, we know our children, we know all about it. And I realized too, in this season right now, this timing, that Satan is trying to come up against my family. 2 years ago, one of them had a record deal, it fell through. The other one went into the NFL, it fell through. But God, their season has came back around, so they have went back in the same path. And I realized that Satan is coming up against them, because my other son called and was saying that he had to get rushed to the hospital for a full body cast. So what the Holy Spirit was letting me know your children, so you need to be in a place. You need to stand up on the wall for them, and there's times that you coming up off the wall. So, see, before I can go to anybody else, I got to put self in the place. And a lot of times we get so complacent when it comes to prayer, or we get so complacent and we just sit and say one or two words and don't go in. Don't go in. And then we look at the country today. We see all the different things that's going on around us, and they coming in day by day. And yet we don't have people still standing on the wall. See, we get on the wall, but there's certain situations and different things come into our lives and we fall off. But this is the thing. We fall off and we stay laid down. We don't get into a position or change our posture, or you may be laying flat on the ground. You just lay flat there. You no longer get up and sit and say, I'm going to just go to my knees right now, and I'm going to stay there for a little while. And when I get a little bit stronger, I'm going to stand up. You know, I may have to stand up on one leg and balance myself until I can get on both or whatever. But the bottom line, what I'm saying is that we as a people, God's people, we fail because we refuse to intercede on the behalf of everybody else or other people. There are some intercessors that's out there. And it took me back to the story with Abraham, with Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham, when the angels came down and they sat and said that they had to go and check Sodom and Gomorrah out to see if the cries that the Lord was receiving was true, the wickedness, and was it true. And when they got here, it was true. But see, one thing about Abraham was a true intercessor. Abraham was a righteous man. So we know when he went and petitioned the Lord that he was going in a place of righteousness, a place of holiness. He had a relationship with God. So God entertained, hallelujah, what Abraham had to say. So Abraham went before the Lord and asked him if he found 50 men, 50 people that was righteous, would he save the salvation of the city? And God said yes. And it went from 50 to 40, 45 to 40, 30, 20, down to 10. And what I'm saying to you is that if it's just a collective few of us that's willing to go before the Lord and still stand in the gap for those that we know are in a place or a position right now that they're not where they're supposed to be, that they do not know the Lord the way you know the Lord, that they do not know to petition God the way that you know how to petition God, then God may do some changes in this earth. then God may do some changes in your family situation. God may do some changes in your job situation. God may do some changes in the hospital walls. He may go into the mental asylums and do some changing. But the problem is that, again, we fall off the wall and we refuse to get back up. Because we sit and say that we're so tired and God not listening to us and things not working for us. And that's because we're not going to him in fervent prayer. We're not going to fervent having or displaying a passionate intensity. See, you going with those little baby prayers where God can barely hear you, or those half-hearted prayers, or just those little quick prayers because you're doing what's in the norm. See, God is a supernatural God. So God is looking for somebody that's going to bring that Holy Ghost power prayer to him. And if it means that you got to stay on your face 3 and 4 hours, sometimes 12 hours, whatever he sit and tell you to do, you got to do it. That's what God is doing. God is looking for a remnant of people that's willing to sit and say, God, I surrender all to you, and let me be the person, hallelujah, that can go before and come before you, Lord, for my people, Father God, for those that know no better, Father God, for those that are still in the dark, Lord Jesus, let me be that person. But what happens? We fall and we stay down. We fall. We get into a place. We get so selfish that we get caught up on our situation. And we forget about those that has other situations, those that are not as far as you are, those that don't know the Lord as you know it, those that don't feel the Lord, those that are not comfortable with the Lord, those that don't realize, or those that have opened the door and allowed the Lord to come in and be their guide. We got a whole bunch of them. And see, I realized that in my own family. I realized that, see, I got people. God let me know. I can name them. Huh? I can name the people that God has already assigned me to. So I don't need to worry about neither. I got to sit and worry about those that's not in the place where I'm at. I got to sit and worry about those that's not hearing the word of God and being fed. And even if they're hearing it, they're not receiving it, and they're not believing it. Then we go to Daniel. Daniel prayed for his people. They went into intercession for his people. And Daniel, his mood didn't change. His attitude didn't change. It didn't show in his scripture. I'm talking about Daniel 10. It didn't show where his mood changed, or he became sober and slumber or became agitated and was saying, God, where are you? He went on with his day-to-day thing. But then the angel came down. He had a divine intervention, and it was stated that God heard your prayer from the first time that you said it, but there was a fight, a war going on. I'm here to tell somebody today, God already heard your prayer, but understand sometimes there's some turbulence in the mix. Sometimes there are some situations that holds us back. Sometimes we get into a place where we don't even know ourselves. And sometimes you praying for people that you don't know. But this is the thing. You're going to God with an effectual prayer because you are righteous and you're asking him to help your people. Let me go back. Moses, when Moses was up on the mountain and he was getting the Ten Commandments for the Lord, and he came down, and the people were sitting there, and they was idolizing other gods, the gold calf. God was ready to strike them dead right then and there. But Moses interceded for his people. Moses had to remind God, you're the one that brought them out of slavery. You're the one that allowed them to cross the Red Sea. You're the one. So why would we sit and do anything different? What I'm trying to tell you is, if you're in a position and you're allowing God to use you, you can go to him and you can sit, and I'm not going to say bargaining, because we can't bargain with God. I'm not going to say negotiate, because we can't negotiate with God. But you can put a petition together and you can sit and say, Lord, give me this time. Let me bring this up to you. Let me offer this up to you. Let me talk about my sons. No, they ain't where they supposed to be, but I'm going to sit and tell you, they knew to sit and call on the the name of Jesus. Yes, he called his mama first, but you know what? That was all well and good because he realized his mama is connected to the vine. He realized that his mother is still growing. He realized that his mother stands up and say, Lord, prune me. If it ain't, it ain't, if it's not of you, get rid of it. And the second thing was they were able, him and Jeffrey was able to go to the Lord and whatever it is that they want. Heal my foot, Lord. Take away the pain, Father God. Lord, open my eyes, Father God. Ed didn't just say open his eyes in the natural. My son said open my eyes in the spiritual as well. And one thing about God, God loves it when we come and we engage ourselves with him. He loves it when we come and we sit and we pray on behalf of our sisters, our brothers, even our frenemies, even people you don't know. When you fall in love with God and you allow him to use you as an intercessor, you might get names come up in your spirit that you don't even know. You may not even know what to pray. It may be a moaning and a groaning, but the thing is that you're doing something. You're letting God know that it is me. It is I. I am praying for that person that's standing in the need of prayer because it was one time you, Nigeria, Kenya, wherever you're at, you have been in a standing in a need of prayer, and somebody picked up the prayer for you. Somebody started interceding for you. Somebody went to God and talked to God for you, but it was those that was in the righteous state. Now, let me speak to the unrighteous. See, one thing about God, God could have destroyed Sodom. He did destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, but God was willing to allow, if he found only 10 people, to allow that sinful city to continue to go on. Why? Because, see, God knew that prayer can change things. God knew that Abraham was a righteous man. God knew that he could have turned it around only if it was 10. So all it takes is a few people. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I will sit and say this to you, that if God is tugging on you and asking you to get up and pray, I don't care if it's your worst enemy, you need to pray for that person, because the only way things are going to change is prayer is what changes things. Prayer is what changed your attitude. Prayer is what changed your mental. Prayer is what changed your heart. Prayer is what unlocked all the things that's bonded, that's held in bondage inside of you. And I want to sit and say today, I thank each and every person that it's by the rod of correction, whether it's by the way of love, whether it's by way of silence, that keep me up on the wall. Because there are days when I feel like I'm just so defeated. There are days when things just overwhelm me. But I thank God that he got somebody else be in the way of the Holy Spirit that's speaking into my life, that's telling me, get up, get them dry bones up, get yourself up. Don't you dare give up right now. You didn't came too far. God didn't bring you this far to leave you. Don't you dare sit and let words and put you in a place where you're discouraged. You continue to move on. You continue to fight on. And that's what I'm sitting, I'm decreeing and declaring today, that a deliverance, awakening, a deliverance will come onto this line today. And the Holy Ghost will have his way. The Holy Ghost will speak to those. You know who you are. You know who God has told you that you're an intercessor, but you're too caught up in the ways of the world. God is looking for some people that's ready to go into the spiritual realm and unlock some doors for some people. We got some Paul and Silas that need to be released. We got some all type people that's on the other end that need a Red Sea situation to go on in their life. I'm sitting and saying to you today, do not fall down and not give up. Get back up. Get yourself. Find you some prayer partners. Find some people into your circle. Not you find them. Allow the Holy Spirit to find you and lead you to the people that you know that's going to have your back, whether you're there or not. The people that's going to keep you up on the wall whenever you get tired. Remember with Moses, when Moses had to hold his hand up to keep the Red Sea going, what happened? He had to have somebody come and help him. So I'm sitting and saying to you all for you. I'm going to tell you this. Any and everybody, as long as I'm putting a bus, a public statement announcement out, as long as you are an effectual prayer and you live in a righteous, you continue to pray for me. If you need me to give you the names of my family members, I give you the names of my family members too. Because if it wasn't for you allowing God to lead you, if it wasn't for you inter-terror by night that might have took me out, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be able to give this message on today. So I sit and tell you, go back, read the stories, go back into Genesis, go back into Exodus, go into Daniel, even Elijah, who went before the Lord and sat and asked for him to hold up the rain. He was, and to show people God's power. Elijah was interceding for the people. And before I leave you today, we went from the old, and now we coming into the new. The biggest intercessor there is our Lord and Savior, our Lord, our headship, the captain of the ship, the person that died on Calvary for you and I. He came down and he interceded on our behalf, because had he interceded, we would have been left behind right in the Old Testament. Because one thing about it, God not playing with the characters in the Old Testament. So I thank God on today that Jesus answered the call, sat and seen his mercy and grace, and realized that the people could not do it all by themselves, that he had to intervene. And that's why I'm so grateful for mercy. I'm so grateful for grace, because I'm one of those people. If mercy and grace wouldn't have had a divine intervention into my life, I would have been dead and gone. I'd have been on my deathbed 3 times, but still I rise. And you know why I rise? Because the people that was interceding for me and for me to get into a place of humility. And not only do I get into a place of humility and thank the Lord, but I thank them too. I bless them too, because they don't have to. Everybody got their own problems, their own situations, but it's something about the man, the woman, the child, whomever you may be, situation to the side, because you got a trust system that you don't have to go to the Lord for that on that behalf, because somebody else has picked up the pieces for you. I decree and declare today that each and every last one of you will let go and let God, that you, those that have fallen, that you will get yourself, pick yourself back up and ask God to give you a new mindset, give you a new heart, change your old ugly ways, change your deceitful ways, and replace it with victory. Anything that's standing in the way for you going before the Lord in a righteous state and asking him on the behalf of somebody else, I'm decreeing and declare on today you will take that position. You will take that position. One thing I love about Apostle Temple, and I got to say it, when a situation occurs, I'm not going to hear about it. You're not going to hear about it. What he say to me is pray about it. When you can find a person to know that there are some things going on and not sit and continue to talk about it. See, when we talk about things, we're speaking it out in the atmosphere. We're giving Satan another playground. We're giving him something to come and bother you with. You add on to the different things that you have. But when you go into the Lord in prayer, when you're going to the Lord and letting him know, it ain't about me this time, Father, but it's about this person, Mother Helen, it is not a time that I can't call. And before I get the words out of my mouth, I already prayed for that. You okay? All you got to do is keep it moving. All you got to do. And see, when you get into a place like that, you can't come to God with a judgmental spirit. Huh? You cannot. You come into God on the behalf because you realize that person is not where they're supposed to be on today. They may not even get there tomorrow, but it's your prayer, your effective, fervent prayer, that a change will occur into their life, that they will obtain salvation, that Jesus Christ will become the head of their life, that the Holy be their guide, and that their footsteps that's ordered by God will be put on the right path. And it's going to take you. It's going to take me. It's going to take people from all over this land to collectively come together. So I leave you on today and ask this question. How many of you are ready, if you fell off the wall, you're ready to get back up on the wall? And how many of you have situations and circumstances that have taken your mindset? You still just hanging on the wall by the hair of your chinny chin chin, but you realize that, Lord, if I just stay faithful, Lord, if I could just clear my mind, Lord, if you just change the things that's going on in my subconscious, Father God, I will get back on the wall full force. How many on today is ready to get back up on the wall, and those that are just hanging on, be able to go back and make themselves a permanent fixture on the wall? And for those that are just out there, that's just lingering, that have no clue as to what's going on, that you're continuously praying and asking God to send somebody their way so they can know the truth, so they can be into a place where they can do the same thing that someone is doing to you. I sit and say on today, thank God for every trial, every situation, every heartache, every pain, because all it did was make me a better person. All it did was make me a sicker person into the Lord. All it did was let me know that my Father is right here with me. When my son called me this morning in his cry, all I could think about was the way that God hears us when we come to him with a cry. And he's right there with open arms to sit and say, faithful servant, job well done. Because it's not about you. It's not about this person. But it's all about Jesus, because he's the answer. He's the answer to the prayer. So I want to sit and leave you all today and ask you to pick yourself back up. Position yourself. Take away anything that's not of God. Because the very same person that may have done you wrong, it may be your effective, fervent prayer that can change them. When you look back at Job, Job had to pray for his friends. After Job prayed for his friends, Job received the blessing. I'm sitting and telling you all today, do not let the mess overconsume you. What you need to do is stay in the presence of the Lord. Be in a willing position where you sit and say, Lord, send somebody my way because I'm ready. I didn't move Nita out the way, and now I'm ready to deal with Deborah, Joanne, whoever, Bob, whoever it is. And I sit and say on today that God will. He will. He will. I'm telling you what I know, I know, I know, that he will answer your prayer. You just position that you are ready for him to use you. Hallelujah. We give glory to God on today. I thank God that he hears our prayer. I thank God that it's because of our faith we can move the mountains. Some people can't move the mountains. They're not in a position to move the mountains. They're not in a rightful position to move the mountains. They're not in the center mass of God's will. So they got stumbling blocks that keep coming over and over. Once they jump over one, another one is came, because they may not have somebody that's standing in the gap. Back over to you, Apostle Temple. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Amen. This is a very awesome word that Evangelist gave, and it's a very deep teaching that I feel as though in the body of Christ it should be teaching on. And I'm trying to debate, you know, and I know our very own, and you will be getting some texts coming through, our very own Minister Monica. She's going to be doing some teaching on Tuesday, amen, and we might get into this area, because Evangelist said a lot of things. She shared a lot of things, and is, for time's sake, you know, is not able to really break down these categories. But I want to just an eye-opener for some of you to really see. You know, one of the things she shared about her son pertaining to the issue, it was a very specific instruction that was given. Amen. to where you need to go to the doctor and let them give you whatever they need to give you. That's very specific, amen? Because sometimes we begin to use prayer as a substitute for things that God already gave us common sense that we need to do, amen? And we begin to use prayer as a substitute to not do certain things because we feel as though that at the end of the day, let me pray about this, and what God said, you need to get up and go to the doctor, or you need to get up and go to the hospital. You need to get up and go and do different things, amen? And you got to understand that it's so many mechanics to this for your prayers to begin to operate and begin to work and different things like that. Why God, you know, and number one, we already know what prayer is. Prayer is a form of communication where we send a petition or we'll send a request, amen, to God. Then we got exaltation. That is still part of prayer when we start exalting God and start reverencing God and different things like that. But, you know, and we get an answer from God or we get a response from God. You know, even the Bible talked about how David was a man after God's own heart. He really played music. He was in a place of exaltation, in a place with him. But, you know, what God going to keep giving us answers to the area to where answers in our life where we have not begin to follow certain instructions, amen, that he already gave, amen. Some of us praying for different troubles or different things that occur with people, with different things that is that comes your way for people. Maybe God already gave you the answer to that prayer, but you have not begun to follow the instruction. Maybe God said, well, you need to change your position, as evangelists were sharing, and change how you deal with things, and probably need to change your attitude, change some of your ways and your response or different things. Things that is happening around you, it could come back to you differently, amen? And people continue to pray about this issue, that person, that person, that person, and what God's trying to show you, well, is you, amen? You could be the problem of it, and we expect for God to give something else. Then sometimes we'll get caught up into witchcraft. Church people do a lot of witchcraft stuff, and they don't even realize that they are operating in witchcraft, amen? And where God telling you, you need to change, and now you're trying to send down, you're trying to rain down fiery brimstone to consume your enemy, amen? Where you really the enemy, amen? And now you need to consume or take this person out of the way. This person is going to die or whatever because they don't like you. They don't got an opinion. Many people got an opinion about pastor, you know. I'm not going to say God strike them down because their opinion. Oh, well, their opinion could be wrong. Amen? But it's not my job to try to convince them that their opinion are wrong. No, I need to continue to live my life according to and walk with God in the pleasings of him. Amen? So you don't want to get your petition get looked at sideways and God begin to judge your petition because, number one, you have not even begin the instructions, the first instructions he already gave you. Number two, you're not even in the will of God. And there's so many people thinking that because of certain situation, they feel as though they come into a will of God. No, I taught you all this, that in the kingdom, it's a lifestyle. It's just not a moment. It's a lifestyle. And so many people have these moments of life, amen, to where it's not a lifestyle, amen. And also, amen, and also God don't place people, place individuals here. You got, you know, where is natural and spiritual order, amen. He said, you know, humble yourself, submit to those that has rulership over you. So, you know, some of you got pastors and leaders that you're connected to, but you don't like what they say. You don't like their rebuke. You don't like to hear what they, then you go to God and say, God, and God said, well, I don't place someone in your life to help you and hold you accountable, but yet you still trying to do what you want to do, but now you want me to try to manifest prayers and stuff for you. See, you see how sticky that this slope could be? It could be very sticky, amen, and where you really need to understand, you really need to know, and so many people doesn't know, and they get caught up into a lot of stuff, amen, and think it's God, and it's really a familiar spirit. It ain't God at all, amen, because God is straight order, and he's straight structure, and he doesn't bend
for nobody. And he don't care what your title may be, how many times you done spoken to us all day. He ain't bending for no one. Amen. You best believe that room right there. Amen. So we just bless God and thank God for that word and thank God, amen, evangelist, amen, giving us that blessed word, amen. And we just thank God for each and every one of you again. It's always a blessing. And we just thank God for you for tuning in. Listen, keep in with us through Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. That is Eastern Standard Time. If you're not busy, amen, or you might not, you might be on your way or work or you have some time, amen, where you can just call in and listen in. I'm pretty sure something throughout the week going to be something that is going to be a blessing to help you and also to help achieve you. Amen. So you got to understand that, and I'm pretty sure that it will be. Amen. I see y'all, ADM family. I see different ones. We definitely got to dig in more into teaching of prayer, and we definitely got to dig into different things because people don't understand that you could go to God and bring a curse on yourself. You could go to God and bring judgment on yourself. Amen. And you could do it through what? Prayer. Amen. You could do it through prayer. You could bring judgment. You could bring curses. You could bring, and so many people are like, well, when I can delete this petition and I begin to pray about this issue, the devil got a hold of it. And now what I know now that I didn't know then, I look at it sideways because at the end of the day, 9 out of 10, God brought judgment on that thing. Because you are trying to send something up that you are not, number one, you ain't ready for. Number two, he's been trying to prepare you for what you're trying to release up. But you want to be stiff-necked. You want to be hard-headed. Nobody can teach you. He don't put people in your life. He don't put things around you to teach that to man. And that's something that you people of God, you have to understand. Amen? The Spirit is there to lead and guide you. But God placed natural people here and got natural ability to teach that natural man, to teach your natural intellect, to teach you and give you natural knowledge. Amen? It ain't all about yourself. So we got to understand that. We got to understand what God is doing and so we can begin to walk in it. Amen? And so we can stay blessed in our life. Thank you all once again. ADM Ministry, amen. Lady and ADM family, we give God the glory and blessings to each and every one of you. Tune in, stay connected, amen. For you to be able to be plugged in throughout the week, for we to begin to share some things, minister some things, teach some things, amen, that is going to help you to enhance in your life. Until then, say peace, happiness, love you. Do something that is enjoyable, amen. Don't think about the problems and stay in the house and just put a, close the blinds up, amen, and just stay isolated. But bring some joy and peace into your life. If you have to go into manic, you have to fight it. Do what you have to do. God bless all of you. Peace.